This is Glenn Halleck with the Marcus Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 494 for Wednesday, July 27th. Ice canola futures continue to push higher on Wednesday, getting spillover support from comparable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $10.60 at $8.24.40 per ton, and the January contract rises $11.10 at $8.33.20 per ton. There are strong upswings in the Chicago soy complex and in European rapeseed. Additional support is coming from small gains in Malaysian palm oil. Reports of tight supplies is driving crude oil prices higher, and that is lending support to vegetable oils. Manitoba says its crops remain in good shape, but there are some issues with fungal diseases caused by the wet conditions. Depending on when the canola was seeded, it's reported to be flowering to beginning to fill pods. CN Rail reports its second quarter revenue exceeds expectations, coming in at $4.34 billion, largely due to higher freight rates and fuel charges. At this time, the Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 77.66 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 77.62. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending July 22nd averages 1.02 million barrels per day. That's down 1.3% from the previous week. Ethanol stocks add 225,000 barrels to be at 23.33 million. The Wheat Quality Council tour in North Dakota says after the first day, average yields are expected to be 48.9 bushels per acre. The tour continues until Thursday. The United Nations says Ukraine could be exporting grain out of its war-torn ports before the end of this week. Under the deal signed with Russia last week, Ukraine believes they can export about 3.5 million tons of grain per month. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures continue climbing on Wednesday. The November contract gains 26 cents at $14.10 per bushel. September soy oil jumps 1.06 cents at 59.85 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal rises $11 at $446 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the December contract is up 2 cents at 603 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed as the December contract nudges up a penny at 429.5. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back as Chicago December foregoes 13.5 cents at 808.5. Kansas City December loses 15 cents at 869. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gives up 18 cents at 921.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 27th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.